Hello, all you beautiful souls. I hope all of you are doing amazing well today. Today's not going to be too much of a podcast episode. I kind of just wanted to jump on here, tell you guys I was thinking of you, and just let you know that I've been just going through a physical war, just mentally and just physically. Bad headaches today, all the fun stuff, you know how it goes. I guess I even have a little bit of a sore throat. But the good news is that I am in the process of working on a very, very solid podcast / YouTube video in which I break down the freeness of the political party a little bit more. Because I know this was one of my big hurdles whenever I was introduced to the ideas, you know, the main ones being free food, free education, free medication. Me, being brought up, I'm not sure if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I was brought up conservative, and a lot of my viewpoints on capitalism are everything should just be free market. And there's truth to that. There is truth to that, but I want to show you how and why food, medication, and education needs to be kind of that, how do you articulate this? An exception, if you will. And I've been seeing how behind the lens, behind the scenes, it's being corrupted, and it has been taken to a place where your right to have a healthy body, to have a healthy mind, those seem like two human universal principles that we should fundamentally have. Now, how we're going to fund it, how these things are going to play out is a much deeper conversation, and I want to make sure that I do that right. So I am doing more research on that myself to articulate better. Because at this point in time, I can see it and I know why, but whenever it comes to articulation, it fails me a little bit. And so I know that this has been a little bit of the pushback that I've been getting as I've been collecting signatures, and completely, completely on the money. Like, it's a completely valid reason to push back. But if you dig just deep enough, just a little bit, you'll strike some gold and you'll see why and how these things need to be free. It's kind of like the idea, like if we had a purely free market, the first idea that comes to mind is if we had a purely free market, crony capitalism, the influence of capitalists on politicians, should be allowed legally, right? If you had a company that did so well, then they should be allowed to buy politicians. Now, people say that this is crony capitalism, which they're right. The problem is it's like a branch off of capitalism. Oh, wow. And I just thought of a good analogy for this. Maybe it's not the best analogy, but it's the analogy that's coming to mind, which is if you've ever seen the Loki series, and if you haven't, go watch it, highly recommend. It's not really a spoiler, it's just kind of like a concept, is that you have like the pure timeline and then branches pop off. So crony capitalism is kind of like a branch that's sprouting off. Maybe that's not the best analogy. Let's use a tree. I love trees. Trees are always great analogies. If you have a tree and one of the branches jumps off the tree and starts creating havoc and it endangers the entire tree, we need to remove that branch. And crony capitalism is what that branch is of the tree that is capitalism. So it's an updating process. And this is essentially what the tool of the Constitution was designed for. This is what our founding fathers essentially foreshadowed, if you will. They knew it wasn't going to be perfect. They knew it was an experiment. But that's the thing. And that's honestly the beauty of this time, is that even though everything looks like it's going to shit, if you will, for lack of a better phrase, it's a great time for the pruning process. It's a great time to cut off the branches that are no longer serving us. It's a great time for us to move the tree in the way that we want it to grow, so that it can be prosperous for all. And a huge link to this is the fact that we are not physically well as a country. We are not. Mentally, we are not well either. There are a lot of mental issues and there are a lot of physical issues that are plaguing our society. And they come down to those three things: education, medication, and food. So in a world where we can actually take the idea of profit being the main goal of these items out of the picture, we will have a more prosperous tree, a more prosperous garden overall, because this branch of destroying our bodies, which obviously has been overlooked and unobserved for the last 100 years, which thankfully we're starting to at least acknowledge in American Congress Party. That's our goal, to acknowledge that. So my plan is to put together a very succinct podcast / video so that I can fully communicate those things. And so since I've been kind of under the weather, this is kind of, see this as like a preview podcast. See this as kind of like a me just making sure to check in to let you guys know I'm still alive. And yeah, so I just want to let you guys what's going on in the background. Still collecting signatures. So if you feel called to it, if you live in the 17th district of PA, or you know someone in the 17th district, tell them to come over. Tell them to shoot me their email or something so I can get their signature. I'd be happy to meet them wherever to get the signature. But just let me know. And yeah, I'm very excited for this podcast that's going to drop on Monday. It's going to be electric. Let's hope this this war I'm going through is going to be done by then, but let's see what happens. At some point, I need to persevere and push through it. And I think that's, if we want to tie this back into spirituality, that might be one of the things that we overlook from a spiritual perspective, is when we need to push through, when we need to prosper, like when we need to fight against evil. And we can't just take a bystander approach of, that's not my realm, that's not for me, this isn't adequate, if you will. So at a political level, it's time to fight back. In a podcast level, if I'm still feeling this way by Monday, I know it's a time to fight back. And so I will be pushing forward to get it out on Monday. But maybe it's something for you to look at in your life. Because if you're listening to this, and the reason it's coming through me right now is that maybe there's something that you need to push through in your life. Something that's been a block and you've been using a spiritual bypassing. Not crazy about the term, but it explains this perfectly. Which is just using, oh, I'll let someone else take care of it. You're a divine incarnation, so maybe it was your turn to take care of it. Maybe you're the one who needs to take care of this thing. So something to consider. I hope you guys are all having an amazing day and an amazing week. If not, well, trust me whenever I say that it will get better, and maybe you need to push through it. I don't know. Maybe that's something I need to dive a little bit deeper into. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe we're just waiting until we see each other in the sixth dimension.